So who's in charge in Egypt? The military, the country's highest court, or its newly elected president, who yesterday ordered that parliament dissolved by the High Court be reconvened? Well, today, the Supreme Constitutional Court responded, rejecting President Mohamed Morsi's order. It's like the Wimbledon match between Federer and Murray, but with much higher stakes. The Egyptian parliament is dominated by members of President Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood and other Islamists. The decision to dissolve it was the military's. They've been running the country since President Hosni Mubarak was deposed and have long suppressed the Muslim Brotherhood. Today, the court backed the military, and now the ball is in President Morsi's court. How will he respond? Shaima Khalil is the BBC's Arab Affairs editor. She's in London. Shaima, how has the president responded to the court swatting back his order?
Well, he said that his decision to reinstate parliament is not in contradiction with the court's decision because the court has technically said that a third of the parliament was unconstitutional, and that is what it had issue with. However, like you said, the court has said its decision is final. It's not up for appeals. And again, it remains to be seen what will happen with the reconvening of the parliament session tomorrow. I mean, there are so many question marks on this, Robin. A, why now? Why has the president decided to do this when he said that 60 days after a constitution will be written, we'll have new parliamentary elections? And also a big question mark on any legislation coming from this parliament. Will it be constitutional? Will it be valid?
You're talking about the rewriting of the Egyptian Constitution, and there are what to be new elections after that?
Absolutely. Basically, when the decision came out yesterday, the president said that the old parliament, in which the Muslim Brotherhood has a majority, will be reconvened, will be reinstated, but after the drafting of the constitution, there will be new parliamentary elections.
Well, so you say the question is, why did he call for parliament to be reconvened if there is going to be a parliament down the road? Might it be that he wants to reassert presidential power? I mean, we've been following this for several weeks now, with the military, which had been running the country, seeming to be stripping the president of power.
It gave itself legislation powers. It gave itself powers over the budget. It even appointed the chief of staff for the new president. And so President Morsi's biggest challenge, really, and the first demand from his supporters, was to assert himself as leader. And in his decision to reinstate parliament, he seems to be doing just that. It's interesting that the military forces surrounding the parliament building have withdrawn, that MPs have been allowed in. So they don't seem to be too bothered about the fact that the parliament will reconvene tomorrow.
Well, President Morsi was seen with members of the military today. He appeared with Field Marshal Hussein Tantawi, a name we remember from the uprising several months ago. He heads the Council of the Armed Forces. But state TV described them as grim-faced. They were attending a military cadet graduation, although they were together. So what do you think is going to happen here? And what is this about? Is it because President Morsi is from the Muslim Brotherhood?
We're seeing parallel strategies here by President Morsi. On the face of it, he seems to be quite cordial to the military, and in his inaugural speech is basically thanking them, saying we appreciate your efforts, but also saying it is now time for you to go back to your barracks. Again, reinstating the fact that now he needs to head government, he needs to head the country. It's very, very obvious that President Morsi is trying to again and again assert himself as the leader, as someone who is making decisions for the country, which is basically what people are looking to.
So, Shaima, just briefly, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think Parliament's going to show up tomorrow and take the president's advice that, this is just a temporary thing, we're going to have a new parliament? Or do you think that they will be fearful of being part of this standoff?
Well, I think if this build-up today about parliament reconvening is anything to go by, I think, yes, they will go into parliament tomorrow, that the parliament will reconvene. Whether or not any decisions by the parliament will be taken seriously, I think that's the real question, and we'll have to wait and see. I think the other big battle here that President Morsi has to face is the writing of the constitution, because before he was announced as president, the army took charge of that, and we haven't heard anything about him and his role in the drafting of the constitution, because ultimately, this is the real document that will define the military's powers and the president's powers.
The BBC's Arab Affairs editor, Shaima Khalil, speaking from London. Shaima, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll continue to follow this story. But meanwhile, and I'm speaking directly to my sister now, did you know that those handheld video games like Nintendo DS or PlayStation Vita can take your kids to the internet? Did everyone know that but us? That's in 30 seconds, here and now.